Welcome to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, a Page of the Wind tribute podcast where three people had the crazy idea to read 1,600 pages one day at a time, and then seven more people said, hey, that sounds awesome, let's do it too. This is page 166. My mom should have it, Reich said with sudden certainty. What if I was off away with the charm and my dad came back? He's going further away than that, Bass said, his voice heavy with certainty. It's not like he'll be hiding around the corner at the smithy. Reich's face was set now, his pug nose marking him, making him seem all the more stubborn. He shook his head. My ma should have it. She's important. She has to take care of Tess and little Bip. Bast waved a hand. It will work just fine. It's got to be for her, Reich shouted, suddenly furious, his hand making a fist around the stone. You said it was for one person, so you make it be for her. Bast scowled at the boy. I don't like your tone, he said grimly. You ask me to make your dad go away, and that's what I'm doing. But what if it's not enough? Reich's voice was quieter, but his face was red. It will be, Bass said. He absentmindedly rubbed a thumb across the torn knuckles of his hand. He'll go far away, and soon, you have my word. No, Reich said, his face going red and angry. What? The end of the page. I'm Bill.
I'm Amrita.
I'm RJ.
It is really hard to know what tone to give some of these sentences when you're reading for a character, and then it contradicts you immediately after. So I shouted something, and then it said, oh, Reich said more quietly this time. I was like, oh, okay, more quietly then.
But I was going to say your shouting is also very quiet, Bill. It's like,
well, yeah.
You're too polite. It was very nice, though.
I should shout louder and then make that John's problem when he's editing, I guess.
Yes, John agrees with me. Bill is a gentle soul.
I appreciate that. Y'all are kind. Well, what about the page? RJ, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts, Bill, are that you are a wonderful... And it actually says here at the bottom of the page, Bill is a fine gentleman.
Okay. Good. Yeah, no, thank you.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where Bast explicitly said the charm is only for Reich, or if Reich's just jumping to a conclusion.
It's a couple pages back. Yeah, he says it's for one person.
It's one person at a time.
Because Bast didn't want to touch it. I think he just wanted Reich to feel like it's special and magical. So he said, I'm not going to touch it. Don't give it to me. And then to explain the logic for that, he said it's for one person.
And that's why he gathered everything himself anyway. So,
yeah.
Reich doesn't understand fairy magic.
But this is, again, a continuation of the bow that Bass is trying to tie on this thing he has finally crafted, totally biting him in the butt.
Right.
It's kind of heartbreaking. You know,
absolutely.
Reich being so, like, you kind of see here where all of Reich's character comes from. It's this one deep thing. Like, his mom is important. She has to take care of Tess and little Pip. So that touched my heart.
Well, and Bast is certain that this won't be a problem going forward, but because he's stuck in this lie, he can't actually reassure Reich. He's basically made Reich say, you just have to have, faith that this magic is going to work now. And he can't say, look, I set up this entire scenario. I beat the hell out of this still. I did something to your dad, and he's never coming back because he's scared of old crazy Martin now. If he could lay all that out, Reich wouldn't be worried. But instead, it's just, no, you got to believe me. This charm is the thing that's going to do it.
Kind of like when Kvothe made the charm for Nina.
Mm-hmm. But see, Mina was ready to believe it.
Right.
Right. She was just scared, and this was something as a way to assuage that fear. Rike has real consequence behind his fears. So his hurdle for clearing his belief is a lot higher.
That's true. I think it's Nina.
Do you?
With an N. Short for Verania. I'd put money on that one, but okay. I know not everyone's going to pay me.
I think that this is... Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say Joy is the only one who's going to be in my will.
What?
Out of Why? The six of you. She's the only one who paid up on... You might not have been here when I made a bet. We don't have to go into it because I was wrong earlier tonight, but I did make a bet that I was right and said I'd bet $10, and Joy was the only one who... John's asking, John, I didn't think you had PayPal. All right, we can discuss this off the air. I love having $10.
Did we know before that Rike has a pug nose?
Yes.
Was that early on?
So.
Okay, RJ, I bet you we didn't know he had a pug nose.
Bro, how much do you want to bet?
$5.
All right. Well, I'll look up anything. I'm like Ron Burgundy. You put it, you challenge me with it, and I'll go look it up.
Hey, I'm just trying to get into your will here. Because it sounds like this is some, you know,
yeah,
the place to be, RJ's will.
You're trying to get into her will by taking money from her.
No, I'm making a bet that I think I will lose.
Got it.
And then I'll pay her, and then I'll be in her will.
Got it.
But I was going to say earlier that I feel like this is, Bast's fatal flaw, maybe, or I don't know, his like primary characteristic. Coming back to bite him, which is that he doesn't really think about long-term plans. He sort of makes things up as he goes along and he does what he wants to. And so he's, caught up in his like artists, whatever, like trying to wrap a bow around all of this. And he doesn't think two steps ahead that this kid really wants to protect his family. If I try to pull him into the mystery of all this by saying it's going to be for one person, then that's not going to work out. But I mean, you know, he's moving too fast to have that kind of longer thought process.
I think that's partially true, Amrita, but I think that he might not necessarily account for the human aspect of it. The fact that Rike, especially because he is so motivated by his own emotion, is not necessarily, is not necessarily going to act in the way Bast might assume and in the way Bast is kind of hoping he will and relying on him to. I do think part of Bast's game plan is that if things go sideways, he can use his charm and he can use his adult powers to talk a kid down. But Rike has also gone so far in this that he is so frustrated. I did all this crap. I'm really worried about this. I found out it was going to work. And now it's not going to work the way I want. So I think part of it is they both are running into this hasn't gone exactly the way they had planned in their head. Also, thank you, Pat, for... in our internal notes confirming for me that the boyishly pug nose mentioned on page 83, but we didn't actually seal this devil's bargain.
Hey, I'm going to send you $5.
You can get out.
But no, that's a great point. I agree with you that there's human stuff that Bast may not be accounting for.
And there's fae stuff that Rike's not accounting for because Rike does, like you said, or I think it was you that said this, Rike has no idea of all of Bast's machinations and Bast's own, how he's going about things. So they're just they're going to have a clash of wills again, a clash of tempers. So
Reich even interrupts him a couple times on this page, which is maybe bolder than we've seen him be since the beginning. I mean, in the beginning, I guess he's bold because he tricks Bast into coming down off the hill. But after that, it's been, I will do everything you say. And he does. And he doesn't question. And he just runs and does it.
Yeah.
But now he's interrupting him. He's so worked up over what's happening.
In fact, Reich is bound to do what Bast says, right? He has to. Like, he's compelled to.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if they're really going to fight with each other on the next page.
Well, we can find out.
We can find out. Well, we got to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to go to bed and then wake up in the morning and then meet up again.
You mean like tomorrow on another...
Narrow...
What is it? Pugnose.
Pugnose, yeah.
On another narrow nose.
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 Nose. Nose.